Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Day one post-election for many around the country as we're seeing anti-Trump protests spread across the U.S. yesterday into the evening and overnight hours. Largely peaceful, but of course, President Obama, Alan, and Hillary Clinton yesterday in her concession speech, both calling for a peaceful transition of power, something the U.S. is recognized for. But, of course, some aren't so happy.
Well, look, David, a lot of people are in grief. And Hillary Clinton, of course, won the popular vote. She did not win in the Electoral College. It's not the first time that we have seen that. That may lead to some kind of demand for change, but you have to be careful about what you wish for. And there is certainly the feeling on the part of many of these protesters that the United States budget is going to be done on the backs of the poor. So that if, you know, you have a House, a Senate, and a President, and pretty soon a Supreme Court, there will be an awful lot of people who are unhappy about what is taken away. For example, the end of Obamacare, and 20 million people are put off the rolls who have health care for the first time. If the insurance companies are once again dealt in and the people are dealt out, there will be people who are going to be very, very unhappy. I've lived a fairly long time, 75 years, and I do remember so many of the protests we had in the 60s and other times. It's like a balloon. If you step on one side, the other side comes out. And that is what you're seeing right now. That is why, as you mentioned, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama called for a peaceful transference of the government. One can see that these things can get out of hand, and that will lead to a certain amount of social strife that will not be particularly good for this country. I wouldn't like to see it, but if in fact it happens, that gives more repressive power to whichever regime comes along that wants to have their way.
Speaking of regime and who you pick to be in it, the questions now going forward are who Donald Trump will turn to in assembling his White House team. People like Rudy Giuliani for Attorney General. We have Chris Christie and even Newt Gingrich that apparently he's considering, not to mention his nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy.
Let's just face it. It's going to be the crowd that we know. Rudy Giuliani, I think, is going to have a major role in terms of the protests that are going on. The Attorney General of the United States has immense power. I think to some degree you have not seen that with the current Attorney General, but you will see it with Rudy Giuliani. How do we know that? We know it from the time that he was mayor of New York. You may remember at the time that Mike Bloomberg got elected mayor of New York. There was some talk on the part of the Giuliani forces that he'd be allowed to stay on as mayor under those extraordinary circumstances in which, as of 9/11, the towers came down. And of course, Bloomberg said, no, you can't do that. So he became the mayor and a very good mayor of New York. But it told us something about Rudy Giuliani and the extent at which he was willing to go. If he's Attorney General of the United States, I suspect we're going to see more of this. Now, as to the Newt Gingriches and the other people, there will be a gallery of people who are well known to this country. And I suspect that Donald Trump is a guy who is going to pay his debts.
From our website this morning, David Folkenflik, Alan, Trump won, the media lost. What's next? Not only how could the media have gotten it so wrong, but how will Trump now treat the media going forward?
He can make it a confrontational government, or he can say there are some places that you've got to compromise. I suspect Donald Trump is not a compromising man. And so, David, one other issue here is, which press institutions suffer? We do know that they now have the entire Congress. They're going to have the Supreme Court. And if they start to put new restrictions on press in this country, which is something that we have seen in dictatorships, then you better believe that this country is in for some real rough times. Let's remember that virtually every single newspaper in the country, except for this one over in Las Vegas, endorsed Hillary Clinton. If you're the guys who are assuming power, you may take this as a symbol that it's time to get even. I think about public radio a little bit. It's not Rush Limbaugh radio. And there's a certain amount of funding that comes to public radio from the government. Would you expect that the public radio stations are going to be rewarded for, honestly, you're reporting this election? Nah, I suspect not. So we're going to have to be ready as a group to say we're going to support public radio if the government doesn't. And there are many people who think the government never had any business doing it, because as soon as government gets control, they start to act as if they own everything. That could be a real problem, and we'll have to keep our eye on it going forward.